Here's a guy that was on the Inside Stampede Hockey a couple of times when he played for the Stampede. Now, of course, playing with the Minnesota Wild. Defenseman number 39, Nate Prosser. Hey, Nate, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I love hearing about the Stampede and hearing that they're number one right now. That's awesome.
How many times did Jimmy O have you on the program? You were kind of the right-hand man for him. I think, in fact, you did all his work, I think.
Yeah, I like being on Jimmy O. I miss that guy. He's awesome. Funny dude.
He hasn't changed
at all. Did you just
all.
Say Jimmy O is a funny dude? I must have missed something here.
Minnesota Wild, here you are. You're just you're in second place in the Northwest Division. Kind of a slow start. Things starting to heat up now for the Minnesota Wild?
Yeah. I think, we've been putting together some good games here recently. Obviously our last one wasn't the best, but before that we were, doing all the right things. I mean, we were building a lot of confidence and, we had that good feeling going in the locker room. And this last game, it flipped a little bit. We were up in Calgary and we lost 3-1. And then we play them again tomorrow, actually. So, we have a chance for a little revenge against them.
What's the hardest thing about playing at a place like the Saddle Dome? Because I can imagine those West Coast trips when you go out to Edmonton and you go out to Vancouver and you go to Calgary, you play at the Saddle Dome. What's the toughest part about making a trip like that, Nate?
I mean, the travel, obviously, it can get a little tough. And, the time zone changes. You go out there and, you just kind of, your body kind of resets out there. And, as far as, playing those games, I mean, it's tough going up to Vancouver and Calgary and Edmonton. Those barns get loud and full and, the Canadian fans get, rowdy. And, I think they, like to get out of the gates really hard. And, sometimes you just got to weather that storm. And, I think we've been pretty successful at doing that.
Speaking of a storm, your coach, Mike Yeo, has taken a lot of heat recently. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, people were calling for his head. You've known the coach a long time. You were with him down in Houston. What's it been like watching the reaction of those against Coach Yeo?
Yeah, I don't really look at any of that stuff or read into it or anything, but I don't know. I don't think that he needs to really worry about that yet. I think, obviously we have a lot of new faces this year, and it's almost a completely different locker room from what we had last year. So I think we're all just kind of, still finding that identity, that, getting his systems into place and, being good at it each and every night,
He's Nate Prosser from the Minnesota Wild here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Before I get to ask you your reaction when you found out about the Suter and Parisi signings, I want to ask you, did you get a chance to see Torrey Hall's hit on Cal Clutterbuck, the game in Edmonton?
Yeah, I was on the bench and I saw that. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
What was your reaction, and what have you heard? What's the latest on Cal and his status?
I think we all reacted the same way on the bench. I know a lot of guys were angry at the guy. I mean, he's obviously frustrated with, the way we were playing and we were winning and beating them in their barn. And, that's not the right way to go about things. That's just like, you should never, take advantage of a guy when his head's down, the puck's not there. And, and that's what he did. He hit him late and, it looked like he could kind of went after his knee a little bit, and I think that's just a crappy play, and it shouldn't happen in our sport, and it happens too often, and I think there should be penalties for that, bigger ones maybe, just to kind of get the point across. I don't know if two game suspension was enough, because if it was the other way around, if Clutterbuck hit Hall, the suspension might have been longer. But I think he's doing better now. I saw he was on the ice today.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah. So I think, he's slowly, I think he's just day by day, so day to day. So, I could see him back, sooner rather than later. I don't know whether it's going to be, a couple days or a week. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great news for Minnesota Wild fans. So March 3rd, Edmonton at the X, Torrey Hall, huh? He better come down with a case of bronchitis, right? I mean, he's just saying, all of a sudden you got the flu or you got something wrong with you, right, that night, Nate?
Yeah. He's he better keep his head up that night.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You know, yeah, he should be a little scared to come in our place like that.
Nate, you got 9 games played so far with the Wild. Tell us about your role on the Minnesota Wild and your expectations.
I've played 9 games, so I've kind of been in and out of the lineup. I'm, you know, just usually third pair of defensemen, and you know, when I get in, I want to, you know, be a, you know, physical presence that, you know, can, you know, play a little edgy and you know, kind of get in the heads of the opponents and, you know, be able to shut down any line that I played against. And I feel like I've been doing, you know, a good job of that here recently. And, you know, I just got to, you know, whenever my number's called, I want to be ready to, you know, get into the lineup and do what I can to help the team win games.
You got to pinch yourself once in a while. Here you played in Sioux Falls at the Sioux Falls Arena, and certainly not the best hockey arena, and here you are playing in what many consider one of the top NHL arenas in the country at the X. You got to pinch yourself once in a while for that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, a lot of times I like to take a step back and just, you know, look to where I'm at and just know that's a true blessing. And I'm, you know, really thankful to, you know, be a part of this team and organization. And, you know, just to be able to play in the NHL was always a dream of mine. And, you know, especially for Minnesota Wild, it's pretty crazy. You know, it's been quite a journey.
Well, especially a kid from Elk River. I mean, that's... Did you grow up a Wild fan? Because, I mean, I know the North Stars left. They went to Dallas, and for a while, I mean, we were without a hockey team up here.
Yeah, I was a Wild fan growing up. We, you know, my dad would take me down to the XL every once in a while, and, you know, we'd watch Darby Hendrickson and Brad Bonnevier and Andrew Burnett, and, you know, when they would make a really good run, and, yeah, we loved that. And that's something that, you know, going and on over, you know, playing there someday, and, you know, just, you know, for be able to sign with them and being able to do it is, you know, crazy. You know, and it's truly a dream come true.
He's Nate Prosser from the Minnesota Wild here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So what's the biggest difference in the systems that you played in? Because you played for Mike Yeo, but he's only in his second year, but you played for him down in Houston as well. What's the biggest thing about his system?
I think just getting the puck north. That's something that, you know, he harps on a lot is, you know, we want to get it out of our defensive zone, obviously, as quick as possible and, you know, make their D turn and have as much offensive zone play as we can. You know, if we can make it a 70-30 game, I think that's when we have the most success. And that, I mean, you know, that's not really any big secrets there, but it's, you know, it's, when you play against good teams and you can make their, you know, skilled defensemen turn around and go in and hit them and bang them up and, you know, it really wears them down. And that's when you can, you know, capitalize.
Hey, Nate, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. How much time are you going to spend now getting ready for the Flames tomorrow night over at the X?
You definitely, we practice kind of what they're going to bring to us tomorrow, today, and, you know, you think about, you know, the lines that they have tonight and pregame skate tomorrow morning, you really kind of get zoned in and mentally focused and, you know, ready to go, you know, when the puck does drop.
Well, your alma mater, the Stampede, they're 5 points better than Fargo. It'll a few battles with Fargo when you were here, they were always in the playoffs. I think every year you were with the Stampede.
Fargo wasn't there yet.
They weren't there yet. Okay.
No. I was 04 to 06 in Sioux Falls. So I think they came the year after I left. I think.
Okay.
So we our battles were obviously like Sioux City and Tri City and Lincoln and you know, going to Green Bay and stuff like that. So,
Fargo does a great job. They do a great job up there.
I miss that league. Oh, man. I had, you know, a great time in Sioux Falls, and, you know, playing for Hartsell was amazing. You know, we had such a good group of guys, and we had good runs. We won the Anderson Cup my last year there and went into the finals of the Clark Cup. And, you know, unfortunately, we lost to Des Moines, but it was awesome. You know, it was a moment that I'll never forget.
Hey, Nate, I want to ask you, because you talk about the fond memories that you've got in here in Sioux Falls, and I know you got to get going here in a little bit. But for those that are out there listening, I mean, you've been here. You're in the NHL right now. You're where a lot of these kids, where a lot of these players want to be. What would you tell them to cherish the most, or what would you tell them to take out of their time here in Sioux Falls playing for the Stampede?
Yeah, I mean, did you honestly think that in the back of my mind that I was going to make it to the NHL when I was in Sioux Falls? You know, people told me all the time that, like, there's no way, you know, I'm not fast enough, I'm not big enough, I'm not strong enough. And, you know, I just kind of used that to fuel the fire. And, you know, I went to the rink with a smile on my face every day and, you know, worked on the things that I needed to work on. I think that's the biggest thing is for those guys, you know, have fun going to the rink. You know, you got to love, you know, the sport you play, because at the end of the day, it is a sport, and, you know, you got to have fun. And the moment it's not fun for you is the moment, you know, you're probably going to have to hang them up. So, you know, have that smile on your face when you go into practice or games, and just love what you do.
Nate, there are 18 former Stampede players who have played in the National Hockey League now. That's amazing. 18 former players.
Yeah, that is quite amazing. That's really cool. And I love hearing that. And, you know, I love seeing, you know, past guys that, you know, I played with and, you know, against and everything like that. I love seeing that. And, you know, USHL is a great league, and it's such a big stepping stone for me from high school to college. You know, I needed that step. You know, I wasn't ready to make the jump in the WCHA yet. And, you know, it really helped me, you know, get, you know, more mature and stronger.
Hey, Nate, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. We'll say hi to that funny dude, Jim Olander, when we see him at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, right? Make sure you throw a punch at him for me or something.
Hey, stay healthy. Good luck with the Wild, and we wish you continued success.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet, Nate.
Thanks, Nate.
Number 39, Nate Prosser, Minnesota Wild, joining us on the Fan Line.